Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world. Spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Topically Yours on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler. And well, today we're going to travel back to the 1980s when Latin freestyle was all the rage. And electronic dance music, freestyle gained popularity in the late 1980s until the early 1990s. Well, even today it continues to experience popularity in cities such as Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Diego, and in New York, where it was made popular on WKTU. Some of you may recall freestyle performers who made the music great, such as Lisa in the Cult Jam, Stevie B, Coral, the Cover Girls, Noelle, Company B, Nancy Martinez, and Lisette Melendez, as well as others. And many artists performed at and were discovered back in the 1980s and 1990s at the legendary Bronx nightclub Disco Fever. Well, Lehman Center for the Performing Arts is bringing it to the stage for the 10th year in a row. And this Latin-flavored hybrid of hip-hop and disco dance music sensation via Forever Style 10, which is to occur on Saturday, March 5th at 8 p.m. at Lehman Center in the Bronx. This year, the concert will feature 15 groups. There will be Judy Torres, Cynthia, Betty of Sweet Sensation, Johnny O, Brockal, Joe Zangi, Fascination, Pretty Poison, Niobe, C-Bank, Trilogy, Tonesha, Laissez Faire, Tanya, and TKA, which my guest today, K7 of TKA, is with us.
Hello, how are you?
Or K. How are you? I'm good. I'm glad to have you as my guest. I did want to mention that you came out of Spanish Harlem and was a dance music prodigy. Tell me about that.
My manager, he introduced us to dance music. We were kids from the neighborhood, and initially our initial love was hip-hop music. And we wanted to be rap artists at the time. There were no Latino rap artists at the time. The closest thing to a Latin rap artist was Joe Bataan, you know, and he had a record called Rapo Clapo back in the day. And we wanted to be the first Puerto Rican rap group. So we were shopping a deal. I was within, you know, I was in two groups, and my first group, we wanted to do the same thing and we couldn't. And I left that group and I started, and then we got together in TK and we started doing that. And,
well, how did you get together with TKA? Were they friends of yours already, or how did that come about?
Well, we were friends in the neighborhood. We grew up in the same neighborhood together, and I had written a song called Scars of Love, and I had brought it to the attention of one of the other guys, one of the former members that was with. And I said, I think that, you know, I want you to hear the song. He goes, oh, that sounds great. He says, what do you want to do with it? And I was like, well, I was thinking that, you know, we can start a group. And he says, well, I'll call my cousin. And I said, okay, and I'll call my best friend, and we'll meet at your house tomorrow. We met at his house, and from then on, we started singing at the local Sweet 16s, and, you know, anyone who would allow us in to play a record while we, you know, sang and rap over it, you know, that's what we would do. And then I lived in the lower part of Spanish Harlem. So I was always, you know, exploring my neighborhood, and I came across Tommy Boy Records. And I walked upstairs, and I met Afrika Bambaataa from, you know, Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. And I walked in, and the receptionist, there was a male receptionist at the office, and I walked up to him not knowing what he was, and I was, you know, who he was. And I said, listen, I got a singing group, and I would like you to come see us perform this weekend. You know, it's around the block from my house on 97th Street, and we'll be performing there. And he says, you know, he thought I was crazy, but I think he liked my audacity, and he came down to see us perform. And and he ended up being my manager and producer for many years. That was Joey Gardner. And
wow, but Lee at the time was the receptionist at Afrika Bambaataa's office?
At the offices of Tommy Boy. And, you know.
Oh, Tommy Boy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was the receptionist at Tommy Boy, and I met him there, and he quickly, you know, alongside with people like the, you know, the Latin Rascals, started guiding us to sing over, take these rap songs that we were singing over and speeding them up to a faster pace. So we started from the 98 BPMs that we were singing Scars of Love to, we ended up speeding it up to 117 BPMs. And that's, for us, that's our first introduction into dance music. We knew of the people like the Arthur Bakers and the Shannons and the original Seabanks and people as such who were doing dance music for like Danceteria at that time. But there wasn't a movement, a younger movement. These were people that were already in the clubs. And then we, you know.
Well, what was in the clubs at that time? Because it was disco all over New York for a while that appealed to other teens.
It was disco in the transition. The transition out of disco introduced early house, and it also, you know, early house or what the garage sound in New York City was. And then it introduced electropop, you know, with the introduction of Planet, you know, Afrika Bambaataa's Planet Rock and a very heavy Euro. Excuse me?
Afrika Bambaataa, was he in his Planet Rock? Was that the first freestyle hit, or was it Let the Music Play by Shannon?
Well, neither, though they influenced the movement, because I look at both songs as I would say parents of freestyle, but not necessarily freestyle. Let the Music Play by Shannon was considered a pop record, and it was really part of the electro-funk movement, and so was Planet Rock. I think the birth of freestyle, I think more likely the birth of freestyle came from songs like Can You Feel the Beat from Lisa Lisa and Naomi's mm-hmm. Please Don't Go. I think that those songs are really, for me, the real true introductions to what freestyle was really all about.
Well, how would you describe freestyle besides it being the electronic type style music with a Latin flavor?
Well, the way that we always, the way that we would always say it was when we first started doing it, we used to say it was Harlequin romances done over 120 BPMs. So it's basically us telling you about our heartbreak while making you want to dance at the same time. So we would write, you know, basically it was teenage angst, you know, as most, you know, as rock and roll was in the 50s and in the 70s. And I would say late 90s with the grunge thing. Well, freestyle was doing it in the late 80s. That was our way of giving you the Latino perspective of over dance music. I hear you now.
I was saying what I find interesting is that you went back into the 40s era with Cab Calloway's Heidi Ho. What made you think of that?
I'll be honest with you. My love for what is Caribbean music, what is salsa music, what is pop music, and what is the elements that influenced these type of genres. It's always sparked a curiosity for me. So when I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of cartoons, and I used to see a cartoon character that very much resembled Cab Calloway. And I, you know, and he used to walk around with a whole bunch of skeletons, and he used to sing this Heidi Ho song. I think it was one of the Tex Avery cartoons, and it made me curious to it. So I started finding out that, number one, he was one of the first black movie stars, if you will, you know, in the 1920s and early 30s. And then I saw Heidi Ho, you know, the original song, Minnie the Moocher, excuse me. And then I saw him modern day. I saw him as an older person singing on the Blues Brothers movie. And I was like, the energy of this record reminds me of me hanging out with my friends and how, you know, one thought would, you know, will be echoed by the next person, and that energy almost dictates what the night's energy would be. So I just wanted to bring that new modern twist to it and try to bring it into, like, you know, the modern age, if you will, to present it to people more in a hip-hop fashion. It also reminded me of early hip-hop, you know, like Cold Crush Brothers and Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. They were doing this type of thing with the, you know, with the crowd, you know, like, you know, say ho, and then the crowd would respond, say ho, is very much like Heidi, 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 ho, and the crowd responds with the chorus. So I felt that it was a perfect marriage.
Well, you also did something similar with Maria. Now, I remember Maria from Johnny Mathis singing it, but you took that classic ballad and sped it up, so to speak. At least
yeah.
That's your version, PKA's version of it. How would you describe it?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that you would mention Mr. Mathis. Mr. Mathis was an influence, almost a subliminal influence to me growing up, because my mother was a very devout Johnny Mathis, Four Tops, Tom Jones, and, you know, fan. And she would play these songs, even Nat King Cole. She would play these songs on any given day, mixed in with salsa and and, you know, Latin ballads around my home. So, you know, these are the sounds that influenced me so much. So when I go to write from the influence of what was there before me. And on the days that I wrote Maria, I was influenced by West Side Story, which I happened to be watching. And I happened to be listening to, at the time, it was a Bell Biv DeVoe album. And I loved how they were able to modernize R&B music by singing over hip-hop beats, you know, a male perspective over a hip-hop beat at the slower pace, which was originally what TKA wanted to do, but they were able to do it and perfect it beautifully. And then I said, well, maybe I can do that with freestyle. Maybe I can turn around and do and make it more of a street themed freestyle song where I actually tell an actual story that you know, the kids of the age would relate to. And I think the song is universal. I think that every girl falls for the wrong guy, you know, from the wrong guy from the wrong side of the tracks. And there's always that one guy that she ignores that wishes that she would pay attention, you know, and, you know, the song speaks for itself.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I want to play Maria so that the listeners can hear your version of it.
I don't mind at all. I'm very proud of that song, so I would welcome it. Thank you.
So here we go, folks, with Maria, with TKA. Like the beat to that one.
Thank you so much.
You are primarily the songwriter for the TKA group. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What were some of the songs that you've written?
I wrote Scars of Love. I wrote Don't Be Afraid. I wrote Give Your Love to Me, Maria, Louder Than Love. You know, basically, those are the basic ones.
Well, also, I must say that you are not just in the group, but you've done other things like a movie for... Did you do score The Mask with the Jim Carrey movie?
Yes, Heidi Ho was in The Mask with Jim Carrey. And I also had Come Baby Come has been in various movies, including now How to Be Single, the brand new How to Be Single movie. It's in that as well. It was in a few movies.
Well,
who
also,
also You're the
ahead.
One, the song that you led the show off with was on Lean On Me, which was a Morgan Freeman movie a few years ago. It was, I guess, the start of Morgan Freeman's career when he played Joe Clark.
Well, does Hollywood reach out to you, or you send it in to them, and how does that work?
It's a process. It's one is, some of them discover the songs, some of them ask intentionally, and then we present it to TV and to radio. Into movies to see if they, you know, they like it and they would like to use it.
And obviously they did. Now,
knock on wood.
Spent 8 years. Pardon me?
Knock on wood.
Okay, knocking. You spent 8 years as an on-air personality. How did that come about?
Well, I've always had a fascination with the. My friends call me a character because I'm always doing, you know, like little skits and funny stuff like that. So they said that I should try out for radio. They thought that I had a great voice for radio. And so during my time during Come Baby Come, Hot 97 started doing weekends where they would let some of the artists that were recording at the time be on the air. So people like Moni Love, Ms. Jones, myself, a few other artists began to do weekend shifts. Yes, Funk Master Flex. So Flex was there way before this, and so was Angie before that. And these people, they began to have us on the weekends, and we would, you know, it started off as a holiday thing, and then it started becoming a weekly thing, and I ended up being at Hot 97 for 8 years, and then I was at KTU for another 3.5 years. So I did my time with radio. I loved it very much, and I built some great relationships with a lot of these DJs, you know, throughout the years. So,
well, did you get a chance to play your own music over the air too, as well as music of other freestyle artists? We had a set program.
Well, you know, early on, I did some K7 at Hot 97, and when I got to KTU, since they really catered to my earlier stuff with TKA, I played tons of TKA stuff when I was on KTU.
You know, I also want to mention, before I forget, is that you're going to be at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts on March 5th, 8 o'clock production. And it's called Forever Freestyle 10. And I want to remind people, go get your tickets. Now, I hear they're selling like hotcakes, but if there's any left, you want to go get them, and you can call the box office.
It's an amazing show. I've been there for most of them. I think I did not play at one because of scheduling. But I've been to, I want to say, 9 already. And,
wow.
You know, and, well, this is my 9th being my 9th. And it's been amazing. We get people who first used to come see us at the clubs. They now bring their kids and their and their husbands and their wives to see us perform. Their kids are coming. We have the age range, I would say, is from 25 up to 55. And it's an amazing night. Everyone comes, and there's not one empty seat. No one sits down. Everyone's partying from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. The energy is amazing. And, you know, I feel lucky. I feel privileged that, you know, we created a certain sound in New York City, which, you know, which got to travel the world, got to go across this country, and in some cases, become popular in, you know, South America as well as overseas. And people still want to hear it today. It's not one of those, it's the energy of the songs and the stories that are being told in the songs are not like most 80s records. Most 80s records turn cheesy. A lot of the freestyle stuff still sounds fresh and still sounds current. You know what I mean? And I think that it still has its appeal on the younger listener because they still are going through a lot of these things.
Well, I want to tell the younger audience and the older audience that you can buy your tickets by calling the box office at 718-960-8833 or go online at www.lehmancenter.org and get your tickets because, as Kay said, it's very popular music and it's still ongoing, right? It's still just, they say that it ended in the 90s, but it hasn't really. It's just, you know, gone on more strong in the Latin communities, and now Lehman is giving it an opportunity to come out for the general public. And they've been partnering for quite some time, correct?
Yeah. It's the funny thing about this music is that it started underground and quickly rose to not be underground music. But, you know, when radio shied away from it or shied away from playing newer versions of this music, it became underground again, and we still make this music today, and people can still, you know, see these artists' performance. You know, people like George Lamont and Judy Torres, and Suave and Coro and Cynthia Sapphire, who are still, you know, living this music and making this music what it is today. And we're lucky enough that we've continued to, you know, have this, you know, legacy and entertain, you know, and keep our dreams alive.
Well, we're outside of Lehman, where can people find TKA if they wanted to go to see a show or buy? Or do you have any current material out?
Yes, you can follow me at on my website, theofficialtka.com, theofficialtka.com. Or you can find me on social media under K7TKA. That would be on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well, K7TKA. And you would see our new songs. We would direct you in the right direction. And, you know, we perform almost every single weekend. In fact, you know, Lehman is next weekend, and that weekend just in itself, I have four shows in and out of the New York area. In fact, this weekend itself, I'm doing South Jersey. We're doing a big event at another venue this weekend. It's called the Starlight Ballroom. So, you know, this music still goes strong.
You said Starlight Ballroom?
Starlight Ballroom.
Oh, Starlight Ballroom. Okay. Out in New Jersey.
It's in South Jersey. I want to say, I don't want to say the wrong town, but I think it's Freehold, if I'm correct. I'm not, don't get me wrong, but I could be, let me see if I can bring it up while I talk to you. Yeah, so we're traveling and performing, and, you know, you could find us at, you know, on all social media.
Well, we can go to your Facebook page and find out, correct?
Yes, K7TKA on Facebook.
Well, you know, I know that your life has immersed in music, but what are some of the other interests, other endeavors that you do? Are you involved in any charitable things or political interests, perhaps political interests?
Well, I do every year. We walk for the Cure for Cancer, under Team Chosen Butterfly, which is a dear friend of mine, Vivian Rivera, who died of cancer, breast cancer for that matter. And so we do a walk for her. I also walk for the Brain Tumor Society over the summer, and we also do the autism walk. So I partake in a lot of that stuff. Politically, I haven't really got involved in anything political as of yet. Just not that I don't want to. I most definitely will. But, you know, I currently have been just doing more stuff with helping children who are, you know, children and adults who are going through cancer and autism and, you know, and
well,
stuff.
Well, that's a great endeavor right there, I must say.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to, again, bring up to the folks that are planning on going March 8th. You have to get your tickets, folks. So call the box office, the Lehman Center box office,
and it's
at 718-960-8883.
I promise you guys that the energy that you will see at Lehman, you know, next Saturday is going to shock you guys, and it's going to make you guys will not leave there without a big smile on your face after enjoying yourselves. You know, even the host of the show really take part in the event and really have a good time with it. You know, and you know, really love what we do. We're all there. It's like one big happy family. It's almost a reunion of sorts that we all, you know, take part in and enjoy.
Well, I certainly will be there, and I want to say the venue, by the way, folks, is at 250 Bedford Park Boulevard West in the Bronx. Now, was Freestyle, did that basically come out of the Bronx or no?
Primarily, yes. A lot of the artists were from the Bronx, but, you know, artists such as Lisa and myself and Brenda K. Starr and Cynthia, we grew up in Spanish Harlem. So, you know, I want to say that it's a New York City thing. But if we had to give it a home, if we had to give it a birthplace, the birthplace would be the Bronx, because that would be the place that first gave us the opportunities, you know, work-wise. You know, it was the clubs in the Bronx that first opened their doors before the New York City clubs or the Queens clubs opened their doors to us.
Well, one of them was Disco Fever, correct? One of the biggest places that promoted freestyle.
Yes, well Disco Fever was more for the hip-hop scene. The Devil's Nest, which came right after Disco Fever, was our club, was the club for freestyle.
Wow.
That was the birthplace of freestyle music. The DJ who first started spinning this type of music every single weekend was Little Louis Vega.
Gotta give him a shout out.
Yes, he's a Grammy Award winning DJ, Little Louis Vega.
Well, we've come to the end of our time, Kay. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you would like to say?
No, we basically talked about everything that we've needed to. I would like to also invite everyone again, follow us on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter under K7TKA. And you could come to our webpage as well, theofficialtka.com. The address or the town that Starland Ballroom was at that I was trying to tell you earlier is in Sayreville, New Jersey. That's where we will be this weekend. But next week we will be at Lehman Center, and it's an amazing show. You guys are not going to want to miss it. Jam-packed with all your favorite freestyle artists. Please make your way to the Bronx and come have a good time with us.
Especially since the Bronx is the home of freestyle.
Yes.
Well, it's been a pleasure spending this time with you, Kay, and I thank you for being my guest today and talking about your career, your life, and the upcoming show.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Indeed. And I'm going to be there, so I'll see you. I'll see your show.
I can't wait to meet you.
Well, this is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler. And we have been talking with K7 of TKA, known as Kay. And I also want to thank my listeners for making my topic topically yours. And well, we're going to go end the show with the song One Way Love. And that is TKA. Here we go.
Just a reminder to get your tickets for Forever Freestyle 10 on Saturday, March 5th at 8 p.m. You've been listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Souls.